All right, it is Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Corey's volleyball practice got canceled. I needed somebody to talk to. We talked actually, what, 2 hours ago? On our lunch break. I need to start over because it actually just started recording. So we're going to do this again. All right. It's Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Corey, your volleyball practice got canceled. We talked earlier during our lunch break, and I needed just somebody to talk to at the time because I was so hyped. And I called you first, but you didn't answer. And I called a couple other people. I was going to call my mom, but if I called my mom, that was like 3-4 hours. We were going to talk about this, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to give it its own time on like a Sunday. We're just going to go all in into it. And Corey, how you doing? And thank you for coming on.
Ooh, I'm doing all right. It's Friday. And, you know, I'm like dragging myself to the finish line this week, but I'm here. So
talk about a way to end the week with the part of my language, with the shit show we saw on Tuesday.
I think that's how everyone's described it. And I love it.
it was just like, it's like, basically we're talking about the debates. But that's not even about it. We talking about what happened technically last night, but I didn't know about it until 11:30 when I was calling you that Trump got coronavirus. Trump and his wife, and then also his aide, and then somebody actually, I think it was a senator who visited him a couple of days ago, got it. And then I sat there and I was like, oh, he don't got it. He don't got corona. He just lying to the people like he has always been. And what do you think, Corey?
I mean, good, born Christian in me is saying, you know, he has it and hopefully, you know, doesn't die a painful death behind it. But also, I've been hearing the other side of it where people have made some very good points and they're like, you know what, this is a hoax. And I didn't really think about it that way. I was kind of just like, God is blessing us in so many ways when I first found out that he had it. And then I was like, but he's also a liar. He's a man and a manipulator who literally runs off of pettiness and lies. And I could very well see this being just another ruse. Like, it could very well be the distraction between, like, the stand down and stand back or stand by, and we'll just, you know, we'll ignore that because now, oh my God, he has coronavirus. It's like, does he?
I mean, we've seen him do this before in the past, and I we talked about it earlier when, ironically, I heard it on the Breakfast Club. Shout out to Charlamagne the God and Charlamagne the God for letting me know, because I was listening on YouTube when I was driving here, where Charlamagne was straight up like, I don't believe it. He's going to have to die from the virus for me to believe it. And I was like, I'm not trying to wish death on nobody. Then he clarified himself and said that. But he took such a big L on Tuesday with the white supremacist comment that he made with Stand Up and Stand By. Like I told you, the Proud Boys, even though apparently they're different chapters, but they literally put that in their mission statement. And it was like, they were like, we are so honored that President Trump acknowledged us on national television, and like he said, we are standing by and we are ready, because they're a big organization that has advocated for violence against Black Lives Matter, against just basically they ain't good people. And right. I sat there and basically, and I could told you, which I actually learned on the Breakfast Club, it was like October. What did I call it? Was it an October gift?
October scare.
I think
October.
October special, October. Let me just look it up real quick. But basically, it's a political maneuver of releasing a big piece of news to affect an election, usually a presidential election. And like I told you earlier, 2016 was when the audio of Trump talking, what was it, Billy Bush, the Access Hollywood guy at the time. And he was talking about, man, when you're a star, you can just grab any woman by the, I ain't gonna say it.
You can't though.
And then,
yes.
And then after that, Clinton with WikiLeaks came out with the stuff on Clinton, and all that was just trying to affect the election. So I sat there, I'm like, either way, no matter where he was going to go after this, if the news that dropped last night didn't drop, he was going to have to answer those questions. Even Fox News and how much they cake up for him. They were like, how do you miss this layup? Just say, no, I don't mess with white supremacists. And he was going to follow him everywhere he went, like Florida, all them places mm-hmm. he was going to go. He was going to follow him. And then now he has a scape. He just scapegoated. Like, he canceled his next, obviously he's out for 14 days quarantined. And he had, I think, 3 or 4 stops on his campaign thing.
I feel this is the perfect time to just show how to pivot and just do the debate virtually. Like, this is the moment. I know there's all types of excuses for it, but it's just like,
I couldn't.
Come believe, on, it's not that dangerous, right? You said it's not that dangerous. Just drink some bleach. You've said that, so.
I couldn't believe that they actually had the debate in person. But then I sat there and I was like, I understand why they did it, because the delays in speaking and anything like that. But then also, it could have been a lot easier just mute Trump and let Biden talk, because Trump was just like, I'm going to throw every word in the English dictionary at you and you're going to figure it out. And then at one point, he started talking crap about Biden's kid.
So classless.
And this is why I don't believe that he has it. I mean, to just think about, Charlamagne was straight going full conspiracy theorist and said that, man, he's gonna use this to beat, and he's gonna beat Corona and take some like rent value meal vaccine, and then we're all gonna have to take it mandatory because he's taking it, he got over it, and he was like, then they're gonna put microchips in all of us. I was like, hold up, fam, I'm not taking no vaccine because I've been very safe with what I've been doing. I actually didn't listen to you the way some of your supporters have, put a mask on, didn't mess with people, wasn't out here in these streets, wasn't drinking bleach like you actually requested, Mr. President. So I'm pretty good. I feel very safe.
I don't know, I mean, I do know what there is to gain, but I just feel like at some point there has to be an answer to either of these things. Like, you had a sucky, like, you had a very terrible, classless, uninformative, petty, annoying debate first round out the gate. You've historically on record said that this virus is not that bad, and you've underplayed it drastically. And then now you're at this point where you're like, oh, I actually have it. But it's like, should we care? Should we be nervous? You've very loudly said it's not that big of a deal. But now things are stopping. And it's like, oh, wait. Is it, which one are you wanting to answer for? Are you wanting to answer for the fact that the virus is real and realer than you've alluded to for your supporters? Do you want to address the fact that you are classless and tasteless? Do you want to address the fact that you haven't done a lot of the things that you report in these numbers to have done, in these breaking record numbers you've created in your term? Like, which one? Just let me know, because we have questions.
So basically, let's go back. It's called an October surprise, the political October maneuver. Surprise. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what this could mean, it could also mean, there's so many different ways this admission of the coronavirus could be. Like I said, the first one, where he could beat it, and then he could be like, look, coronavirus wasn't that bad. I told you 99% of cases are good, even though we have 1/5 of the world's population that has died from coronavirus. Over 200,000 people are Americans. Mm-hmm. 1/5 of them are Americans, are U.S. citizens, or people who live in the U.S. There's also another one where it could go like the way Boris Johnson did when he got coronavirus, the prime minister of Britain, where he didn't think it was that bad. And then he went to a COVID hospital and was out here shaking patients' hands, no mask. And then he got it and he had to go to the hospital. And he was like, look, right? He got it. I was like, look, whatever y'all need, we're going to fix this. We're going to make sure that nothing, we're going to make sure that we take the right measures. So that's why I seriously don't believe, because we've seen him do so many different political maneuvers, so many different lies to the American people, that it's kind of like karma, so to speak, for everything that you've done. And I'm sitting there like, how could you be, I guess you can say, I don't know how to say this.
What's the likely outcome that you think? Like, what's the likely outcome that you predict will happen? Do you think he recovers and it's like, this is nothing? Do you think he has a moment where he's like, oh shit, this is way worse?
I think the only avenue he can go is that he recovers and he says, this is nothing. Even if it was the other way, this is the only card he has to play now. So, I mean, we've already seen how he's downplayed it. We've already seen, unless something serious happens and he actually goes to the hospital and they're like, people are literally worried for his life. And then like Mike Pence has to take over for the last, 30 days of technically his first term. Like, that's the only way maybe that he comes back and says, okay. But even then, I still see him like, yeah, I went to the hospital, don't matter. Like, I'm strong. I'm the pinnacle of health. Bro, you are a 75 or 74-year-old man who is obese. You are the target demographic for coronavirus deaths. But also, people are going to see, if he does beat it, they're going to be like, see, Trump said he was nothing, not realizing that the president of the United States probably gets the best health care on the planet. He's like, there's probably name a few people in the world who get better healthcare than he does. So that's why I'm sitting there like, that's the only way he can go. He only has one road. He beats it and he says it was nothing, no matter whatever happens. Because if he even shows an ounce of remorse the other way, when he was like, man, that thing was tough, people won't be like, see, why didn't you freaking listen to us? Like, why didn't you listen when we told you this thing was real? And people were dying, or people were losing their sense of taste or things like that. Like, real big things were happening. Plus, we don't even know the after effects. People are starting to look into the after effects of after getting COVID, where you could have heart disease or it affects your lungs. And that's, you're going to live with that for the rest of your life. And that's just preliminary.
I just wonder, we kind of know the window, the incubation window to catch. And so I'm like, the senator that visited was maybe a few days or so, they said.
Yeah, a few days ago.
And then the debate itself was
Tuesday.
It's Friday. Then you get tested. But I'm just like, I guess I'm wondering if the protocol is to get tested regularly after every event. Is it, did you have symptoms? And then you're like, something right here, something right in the water.
Well, the first thing that came out was like one of his aides, like Hope Hicks, I believe her name is. She had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was before the debate. Then he went on the debate. And then obviously, was it yesterday? He was like, oh, crap, I got it. So.
And then Joe Biden and his wife tested negative for it,
but I think he's even behind closed doors, I don't think Trump follows the protocol at all. Even if it's, I think that's just how he lives. He's not going to follow protocol. I was like, look, I'm gonna live my life the way I want to live it.
For sure.
That's why I sat there when I talked. The first thing I thought about was like, man, if this is true, what about Biden? And like Biden got, and his wife was there. And then, like, even the moderator, Chris Wallace, and bro, he sounded like a kindergartner or a preschooler trying to get all the kids together after recess.
Oh, moderating?
Yeah. Oh my God. And I was like, bro, he has the toughest job in America.
For those I would have been like, yo, you got to shut up, bro. You got to shut up.
The only person I saw just as poised as him was it Barbara? No. What's the lady who did the interview with R. Kelly? When he freaked out and she just sat there.
What's Oprah's Oprah and Gail.
Yes, Gail. And she just sat there, straight professional. Meanwhile, R. Kelly's crying.
That's the power of black women, though.
And she just sat there. She's like, look. Oh, hold up.
But with Trump,
I knocked my headphones out. I can't hear you. That's better. Stop that. Okay. So yeah, she was stone cold professional. She's like, look, when you're done playing around on national television, because you know we about to show all this, and then we're gonna do it again. And we're gonna continue this interview, and you're gonna continue damning yourself.
That's just the spirit of black women, though. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But with Donald Trump in the room, I don't know. I don't know how you can hold this office and be as tasteless and classless and petty and just a bully. Like, I don't know how. Like,
he's changed. He's changed how politics have worked.
Yes.
Like, he's shown it's a complete extreme. Whether you're on the right or the left, he's shown us the complete extreme. Where I always bring this up, when he was running and he was in that big Republican like candidate debate, and he sat there and straight talked about was it Rubio's wife? Or no, it was Ted Cruz's wife. And he sat there and he just straight talked mess on Ted Cruz's wife. And they all just sat there, even Ben Carson, and just looked at him like, bro, what are you doing? And I'm like, you better talk crap about his wife. You better talk crap about his affairs. The fact that that same time, oh yeah, remember when he paid off the porn star? Like, so she wouldn't tell anybody that she slept with him. And then she sent Ben Roethlisberger, a professional quarterback, who has two different rape charges on his record that mysteriously disappeared, but we, if you want to look at it, probably paid him off or silent settlement. And he chose that dude to walk her to a room, and it's in her book, whether you want to believe it or not. He was trying to get a good night kiss from her while she was trying to go in the room, and who knows what happens from there. I don't know. He's changed it. So then now I think we're going to see an extreme. If he does lose, we're going to see an extreme reversal the other way, which is weird that that's how America freaking works. We're going to see the complete extreme like that. If Biden wins, I don't know, man. But I have some questions for you though. Like, how do you think this affects the election? Because people are talking about, should we delay the election? I was like, no.
Hell,
that's what Trump wants.
No.
That's what Trump
He would be way less, you know, under works. You know, he's older. So the best thing for him is to just step on out the way. If we can get him to stand back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think if Biden got it, they might have had to. I mean, it's 14 days.
This is Biden's moment to like capitalize on this. I'm certain that's also part of the reason of like getting the test so quickly, making sure the results are known to the world, and saying
this is his chance to really put his foot out there. And whatever it does, I mean, I think, have you had a chance to start looking at some of the political commercials that have been coming out? I mean, I'm on YouTube all the time, so I can't avoid them. But from what I've seen, obviously Trump's are mainly just attacking Biden. But with Biden, especially the last few I've seen, he's like, we need to work together. We need to work together. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, hey, Republicans, I can't do it without you. Especially he had somebody's like, look, especially he had a supporter of his like, look, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. We need to work together to fix the issues in our country. And I believe Joe Biden can lead us that way. And I'm like, if that's the way you want to take it, bro. But man, Joe's coming after you out here with his, what is it? With his social media was fighting all those videos of him sniffing kids. Like, this Trump's social media team, I'll say this, they are resourceful, they are crafty.
They are petty. That's what they are petty.
And I'm sitting
rewarded.
And I'm sitting like, if both candidates want to walk down this path, both of y'all got some dirty skeletons.
There's plenty of ammunition there.
I'm like, if y'all want to do this, let's go ahead. And then America can hate both candidates after the election's over.
God, it's so problematic. It's so problematic because that's any political candidate, of course. There's always going to be terrible things and good things about it. But at the same time, it's like, this is literally now such a season where you hear so many people that are like, I'm not voting. And like, feel comfortable in that. It's like, these are the moments where people actually are seeking information and want to be informed.
Mm-hmm.
And the options aren't the greatest, but there's like a clear drawing in the sand where it's like, it's all or nothing, dude. Like,
I have noticed that the drive to vote, even if it's just a corporation trying to fit in with the time so they get more profits or something, it's like everybody's telling you, from the NFL to Snapchat, saying, hey, we've helped a million people vote. And Snapchat's main demographic are telling the kids younger than us who are just entering, were just like, mm-hmm. hey, you finally have the privilege to vote.
Was like, okay, no, seriously, we cannot let this man have another. Here, let's all register. Let's all get it.
It's been very interesting. And also for people that don't know, technically the election's already started. Over 1 million ballots have already been casted for mail-in votes, mm-hmm. but we've already seen how Trump has attacked mail-in votes, telling people to commit a felony by voting twice. Send your vote in and then go on election day and vote again to make sure your vote counted.
And watch the polls.
And I'm like, what?
Go out there and watch. Just watch.
I was like, I want to be like, yo, Donald, have you actually voted? I don't think he's actually voted.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You're not paying taxes. You're not voting. You're committing fraud.
It was just like, well, yeah, when the report about him paying, was it $750 in taxes? I was like,
federal income tax.
I sat there like, y'all surprised? Like, y'all surprised?
This man gets on TV and says, no, I've paid millions. There's a 180-page report that you can find. And I'll release it as soon as my audit's finished. And the IRS has to, literally the IRS has to come out and say, you know, those are your taxes, right? Like, you can show them at any point. They're yours. You don't have to wait on this. Like,
I'm so curious to see if he loses, how quickly the Republican Party's like, we don't even know Donald Trump.
I know they are sick of babysitting that man. And like, I just can't imagine what, like, Republicans that are genuine Republicans because the political ideation fits and aligns with them, aside from all the snarky, like the bigotry that's involved in it, and literally like, these are the morals and the values that I align with, and thus far this, and then this is why. I just can't, like, I know they're like, I can't wait for him to get off the pot. I can't wait. I'm tired of cleaning up. I'm tired of being like on high alert all the time around this man. I'm tired of the words coming out of his mouth representing our party. Like, there's got to be some like genuine Republicans that are like, okay.
Everything has changed. The Republican Party has this perception that's going to take years to shed.
Mm-hmm.
That the true, I guess you want to say, the true Republicans are going to be like, yo, we might have to leave and just go, like, either make another party or something. Like, Trump has changed politics forever. Trump should, by himself, shatter the idea of a two-party system. Because there's no, for people, there are actually more than two parties in America. It's just that we only think that there's two parties. There's so many more. You just don't want to look at them. And dear God, they can't even get on debate stage. Because imagine if there was, like, I don't know, these the Tea Party. A representative was there, and an actual independent was actually there with them. What if those people had something? Yeah, and there we go, the Green Party. Those people actually had something that the American people were like, oh crap, I didn't realize that.
I do see a good giant push into those other directions, because it's like, I agree with you. Like, I think they've polarized so much, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, mm-hmm. both, and you know, for better or for worse, but I see like a mass exodus of people that are like, okay, I don't align with this anymore. Like, I just don't want to pay extra taxes. I don't know about all that other stuff you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want extra tax money coming out. And then there's people that are like, no, you know what? All of these programs are just literally creating vulturing systems and replicating one another. And we're not working in, you know, unity, we're in silos. So it's not really working. I could see, too bad, you know, Bernie's as old as he is, but I could see this year, like this next term after this, this could have been his shot.
I mean, Bernie's about to die. He got it. He had a heart attack running for the thing. We have a lot of young. Yeah. I mean, he about to die. And Bernie, I mean, we know you about that life, Bernie. But man, just sit down. You done enough. It's okay. We want you to die peacefully, okay? I don't want you to be in the White House and then Pakistan does some slick shit and you get a heart attack. And now we like, okay. I mean, that's already the most stressful job on the planet. Oh, Jesus.
But I mean, especially like after a debacle like this, with all the damage control that comes into the job now that you might not have had to do necessarily with a qualified candidate or president. But
so I have another question for you. So how do you see the lead up now to election day? So technically right now for the Republican Party, they're on hold for 14 days officially. Like their main candidate cannot go out and speak to people.
That's so maybe good.
So Biden right now, in terms of reaching the American people, like, and being like personable, technically has the lead, especially now that he's negative. He's like, bro, let's hop on a train. We're going to go to Florida. We're going to go to New Hampshire. We're going to go to Vermont. We're going to go everywhere we need to go. We got 14 days to really put our foot on the neck.
Is my forehead shiny? What's going on? Sorry.
Like, I don't know. That's your forehead. We talk about it. We can talk about it off the pod if you want.
I'm sorry. I just got distracted.
Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. All right. Because now look,
I'm just well moisturized. But
everybody from now on just gonna be looking straight at your forehead. Like, what's going on over there?
I'm so moisturized. It's fine. Look at this.
For those of you guys, Corey got her hair done. She got her hair did.
You see it? Look at that. Yeah. That's moisture. Mm-hmm. You see that glistening?
Mm-hmm. She got her hair did. She moisturized. I don't know if she got her nails did, but her nails look nice. So she's feeling real good right now. She's feeling real good.
I'm just feeling a little extra shiny. That's all. But yeah, okay. Honestly, this is what I feel has to happen. This is what I don't want, but this is what has to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like a nationwide purging thus commences. Okay. So
I'm gonna need you to explain that.
I feel
like nationwide purging. We all see the purge. We ain't ready for
it. We are gearing to head into a purge. Okay. This was right here. This is what they meant. This is what they were talking about when they said the founding fathers came and was like, we don't create a purge. Okay. This is what happened. This is what kicked it off. This was the genesis story right here. It's I don't know. I mean, it's perfect time for Biden to capitalize, because this whole time people have said he's not mentally healthy. He's not physically healthy enough to take this presidency. He is he's not able to command the people. And I'm like, okay, this is it. Mm-hmm. You poised yourself. You kind of came out of the debate. You had some, missteps, but you came out.
He fell into the trap of arguing with him when he should have showed more poise. Mind you, I did really enjoy it when he's like, man, will you just shut up, man? Like, let me finish talking. Because it wasn't he was on that. The moderator had his back. I feel like a lot of people were like, if anything, Trump should just let Biden just fall on himself to prove the point that he can't do that.
That makes
sense. Yeah, but Trump was just like, nah, I'm gonna just go on just
yeah. But it also obviously it helped Biden tremendously, because he had some missteps also with, answering some of the questions in a way that's like, oh, okay, wait, what does that actually mean though? And it just so happened that, Donnie's mishaps were way, 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 way louder in the room. And so it's just like, everyone's kind of like, oh man, you talked about this man's children. And then, even if you weren't initially speaking about, Bo, you still wrote it off. This man tells you his son, he's honoring his son. He's a patriot. Isn't that, a large component of the piecemeal of what your candidacy is all about? It's so American, but you just kind of write it off and you're like, oh, okay. Well, I know Hunter. I don't know Bo. And it's like, got it. And so it's like, okay, huh. Wow, that's rough. This man has lost his child. And then
was disgusting. It was completely disgusting. Yeah.
So I think he's poised to be able to take at least the next 2 weeks by storm. And if he can capitalize on it well, I can see the turn in the votes. I can see, especially after the debate, like the light bulb moment for a lot of people who are like, okay, I can see it in the room. I can see why Make America Great is more than just the patriotic thing to do. It's more than, you know, it is, maybe it is more racist than we care to, you know, maybe people are right. And then the point about like the white supremacy, you can't even denounce it. And it's like,
you can't even denounce it at all. It was literally the easiest layup when Fox News was like, and I know, first of all, we're going to do this. We're going to really get into the debate on Monday. Also, Corey, you want to do it live?
Like, the debate on Monday.
Like, we're going to recap it on Monday.
Monday, what number is that? Like the 8th, 6th?
No. I think it's the 5th.
5th, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go really into it on Monday, but right now we're going to touch the
homework first.
Yeah, I remember we both watched it, but then we said we're going to watch it again before we get on. And do you want to do that live? We go live on Facebook that night and we talk about it?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. So get ready Monday. I'm also going to post. And we go live. I got you. Margaret, I'll figure it out. I'll let her know. But when Fox News was like, look, how do you botch the easiest layup of all time? Just say, no, I don't mess with white supremacists. I denounce them.
And you know, sometimes you just can't fight your spirit. Mm. It's deep enough in your spirit. You just can't.
And even initial response to the debate, like, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. And I mean, I'm going to take a couple of sound clips. I'm going to play them during our episode on Monday for us to kind of listen to. Because it's just like, what is this, bro?
Are you going to do it like in the, oh, wait, where is it?
Yeah, we're going to do it in the corner. Like
in the box?
Yeah, I'm going to do it in the box. Where we're like, we're both going to be there and then we're going to see it. And then we're going to kind of like, I can't believe this happened.
So I feel like my face the whole time is going to be like.
I might start laughing because when I watched it the first time. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. Then I watched kind of like, you know, the clips that they put out. I was just laughing. I was like, these are the two people we are okay with fighting for the most important elected official in the land. These are the two.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Just a lot of people are laughing at us. That's why they are like, you know, that shithole country, America, is just...
And America is out here telling people how they should live their lives. Meanwhile, we can't even figure out our own shit.
This man said, I might have killed 200,000 people due to COVID. Or not killed, but let 200,000 people die from COVID. But he could have did worse. He would have let way more people die. It's like, that's not a fact. You don't know that, actually. One, and then you said, I got the Big Ten back. You know, that's me. I made those calls. It's like,
okay, that's like six states. That's like six states.
But you're still risking life for sports. I don't.
And just to go into a little bit, I was one of the people who was like, look, I love football. I mean, I literally would not be who I am without it. But I was like, nah, don't let these kids play. Because if I was playing right now, I would be like, hell yeah, I want to play. Hell yeah, I want to play. And then the kids that get it, and dear God, some kid dies from it. How you gonna explain that?
I mean, if it was my senior year, I would be like, okay, gotta do what we gotta do. Let's mm-hmm. all mask up.
Let's get it done.
We need to, but if it weren't anything that was anywhere remotely critical to like the trajectory of who I am or my, you know, my potential to play pro, if that's what I desire, or my potential to even go to college, mm-hmm. then nah, we can wait. We can figure this out and we can wait because it's not.
Also, what a time for this news to come out right after we hear what Breonna Taylor's grand jury ruling. Grand jury ruling, then Trump shits himself. Well, both of them really shit themselves at the debate. Then Trump got Rona 2 days later. All of a sudden, nobody talking about Breonna Taylor and the gross miscarriage of justice toward her. Mm-hmm. Where the walls of not even the black person's home. The white person's, the pregnant family, their home got more justice than her. The dogs in Michael Vick's case get more justice than her. And I'll bring that up all the time.
Time and time again.
I'll bring that up to anybody. Every time Michael Vick shows his face somewhere, anywhere, y'all got protests and stuff. When y'all don't realize what Michael Vick has done for dogs is more than you and your organization have. But sure, whatever, sure.
Yeah.
It's too perfect for it to be real. That's where it I'm is. At. It's too it perfect is. For it to be real. I don't wish death on them. I don't wish death on anybody. It's too perfect for me to believe you. And I might, the worst part is I might agree with Charlamagne. I'm like, I'm going to need you to die before I believe you had the Rona.
I think, sadly, that is the case. I think you just, especially now when there's so much information being processed and like skewed and like fit into these different narratives. Trump being one of the biggest advocates of like, oh, all of these news reports and outlets, they're generating fake news. We need to monitor that, and we need to restrict the creative writing of these people and these establishments.
I'm like, see, I brought it up on an earlier one. Like, you see all the stuff we watch in other countries where like the dude gets elected, then he doesn't leave for 20 years, or like he restricts like the media, like all that stuff. It's just over there, so we don't think about it. It feels like we're watching like some dude literally try to do it in America, literally try to do it. Where he has discredited the news so badly on both sides. Where dudes on the left, I'm like, I am never watching Fox News. I don't care what the hell they're saying. And dudes on the right are like, screw CNN, MSNBC, whatever all those people mm-hmm. are, to the point this is where we are.
Yeah. He could really have a cult following. Like, he could have a cult.
And this even
literally the makings of it.
Even the fact that we're sitting there like, is it a fact that if Trump loses that he'll leave, he'll actually leave? Like,
to have to even question that is...
And if you really think, when I sat back and I looked at it, it was like, we've just been kind of, if you really think about it, we've just been kind of lucky that like everybody's just like, yeah, all right, I lost, I'm going to leave. I lost, I'm going to leave.
He's made it clear, like, if he loses, he thinks...
He's I'm taking this to the Supreme Court. We're going to fight this all the way. And then how quickly he nominated the person after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Rest in peace, by the way.
Which is absurd to even have done. Ugh.
And then the way we saw the Republicans not even let Obama nominate one, when I know it was his second term in office, so he was basically a lame duck president. But I'm like, what's the dude's name? Lindsey Graham said, we are setting precedent by doing this. We are setting precedent. And I'm like, all right, fam. Of course, sure, they're going to say it's not the same because Trump still technically could win office again, blah, 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 this and that. We still have a bunch
of... doesn't matter.
You set precedent. You got to wait the next year and figure it out. First of all, y'all
act like... And then literally to get on there and say like, oh, well, never in history has it been done before. There's been so many offices or seats left open for a new president to fill. And it's like, don't you kind of want that? Didn't you kind of want that? Because now all your people got the jobs and...
I mean,
you kind of make it turn out the way you want.
All the seats, because you keep firing most of them, so you just keep finding new people too.
I'm just like,
I mean, he's gone through what the new ladies is his third press secretary or his fourth. I mean, he had one dude on there for like 10 days, and he was like, "Yo, it's been real. Get on out of here."
No one talks about that. No one talks about how like his conduct and protocol just completely goes against some of the procedures and protocols of just run, like just being politically sound. Like, you are not qualified for this, sir. You are not qualified for this. And we are just sitting back. We have to just sit back and be like, you know, that doesn't make sense. But
I mean, and the worst,
no one's going to check him. There's no checks and balances.
Yeah, worst part is his impact won't be felt. Not even, obviously, it's not going to be felt immediately, even though it technically has. But a lot of his policies won't feel until 5-10 years from now. We're going to be feeling those things. And we'll be sitting like, what the fuck? Like, what the
fuck? He's going to be gone. I already can feel it. His soul is just rotten.
Oh, Jesus.
Just rotten.
Oh, boy. I'm just so curious to see how this changes everything. I guess we are really lucky Biden didn't get it. Because I really think if he got it, they would have postponed the election. If he got it, they would have postponed it.
What are you gonna do? I was listening to the other day. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, we have a virtual, I mean, do virtual debates, virtual, because it's not like, what, if either of them wins, what, they're going to do a virtual celebration where I'm the president, but I'm like still quarantined at the crib. So all my people.
And they're like, going to have little virtual people.
Yeah. It's going to be like what the NBA finals is with the meeting rooms and stuff.
Yep.
That's disgusting. Ugh.
The election bubble.
Jesus. Wow, Corey.
2020 has came in and been like, you know what? Y'all thought y'all seen something.
Like, we thought we was kind of like, okay, maybe like halfway through September, I'm like, man, ain't really nothing happened. I mean, we're still waiting for justice for Breonna Taylor and all that. And then there was like, oh, yeah? One cop got wanted endangerment. Trump got Rona. The debate was terrible. And I'm just like, bruh, October just started 2 days ago.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Yep.
I think now this may be officially the worst outgoing year for a one-term president. Like, this may be the, I always use this, maybe the hardest.
It could have been avoided. It totally could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. And somehow this man has still been able to convince people that I'm doing everything right. I'm breaking numbers. I'm doing all these stats. And it's like, are you?
Yeah. And he's sitting there like, I'm the best person to lead this country forward. I don't care whether you're Democrat or Republican or whatever.
You're not the best person for any of your business. Yeah. So,
I just sat there. I was like, just look at the man's conduct. Look at what has happened this year. This hasn't happened like this badly, all this stuff. Maybe since what? The Great Depression, or when Abraham Lincoln was thinking about freeing the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation in like 1865.
Oh, man, could you imagine?
That may be that's like new bro.
White and the president's like, we're not going to own black people anymore. Sorry.
Like, that's excuse like, if we're doing power rankings, Abraham Lincoln, like, last year of his first term, maybe the toughest of all time. And I'm like, Trump's like number two. Like, this is number two. That's ridiculous. That's
he's going for, breaking records.
Bruh.
That's what he's here to do.
And I'm thinking about, I'm sitting there thinking about all the different people you could have come in contact with. So Hope Hicks gets it. We have no idea what the hell Hope Hicks been doing in the White House. Plus, he had a press conference with a whole bunch of reporters because Armenia and Azerbaijan are fighting over a sliver of land right now in the Middle East. So he had a press conference, a whole bunch of reporters in the room. Plus, he is at the debate out here trying to make sure Trump. Trying to make sure Biden, his wife, Chris Wallace, his family, Biden's whole presidential campaign get the Rona. Plus, we have no idea what he did yesterday. We have no idea what he did on Wednesday.
That is the truth.
All the people he saw. Mm-hmm. Plus the senator and who the hell he's been hanging out with. They're literally testing Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. They're testing Mitch McConnell. They're testing all of them. Ironically, Pence's family, they tested negative as well.
Just think like, about you're not getting me.
How widespread this is at the top of our government is ridiculous. How widespread this could be is ridiculous.
Especially being that they're literally setting the tone. They are ground zero for this. And it's like, you guys have undermined this whole time. And we will literally, as you know, a country get to watch, for better or for worse, see how quickly spread this goes and how deep it goes up the ladder. And it's just like, this all could have been avoided. None of the protocol, none of the facts you stated, none of the responses you've given, nothing about this is what you've told the American people to live with. And it's just like, that's really messed up. And so I'm never hoping for anyone to die, but I kind of side with Sean. I mean, y'all can get him out of here. You know, if it's his time to go, it is. You know, who am I to say no? Okay. But I think there's no way for him to top this, especially with him saying things like, if I don't win, then we know it's rigged. Y'all need to go out, watch the polls. Supporters, watch the polls. Like,
y'all should have seen.
You are not going to walk away from this.
With all the different ways he has tried to discredit this election, she told you how scared he is of losing.
Yeah.
All the different ways that he's tried, even to the point he got one of his boys who really donated a lot to his campaign. He's the head person of the USPS, of the Postal Service. And the restrictions that he's put on the Postal Service to make it really hard for them just to deliver mail, let alone mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
By taking away vital equipment, cutting funding, this and that, really ruining what the Postal Service does. When you and if you really, first of all, people who think the Postal Service just delivers mail are dumb. On a basic level.
That's mean. We can't call them the D word.
I'm calling them that because the Postal Service is incredibly vital. The Postal Service, on a basic level, besides delivering mail, they deliver vital medications to people. They make sure your vote actually gets to where it needs to go on time so that your vote counts. Okay? That's just, I've just listed three things. Those are three things. That's just a basic function of what they do to make sure that America runs smoothly. Okay? Jesus Christ. He has attacked this election from damn near every way possible. I don't know. Maybe if he convinces some aliens to come down and attack on election day, that may be the only thing he can do left. That's the only thing I can think of to do left. Fuck. Wow.
He's going to try with those vaccines.
I think this could also be a way to get everybody in America to take some vaccine. Like Charlamagne said, he takes a vaccine. He's good. Maybe because he got a deal with some company. And he's getting paid underneath or on the side. You can't rule it out with this dude. You just can't.
Which is so crazy. That's literally everything that goes against all the things that you've kind of seen or heard as far as like someone who is in good standing to be a political figure anywhere. And it's like, this man has literally just shredded all of the stereotypes, all of the typical vanilla things that kind of go along with being a political figure in this climate. And it's like, really, bro? Like, really? You can't. It does feel like having probably like a 2-year-old and constantly having to be like, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. You can't say that. You can't. I'm just like, oh.
God, the craziest part is Trump has set precedent as well. Because what if there's a Democratic Trump somewhere along in the future? And he's like, Republicans, y'all can't say nothing. Y'all let Donald Trump do this. And I'm going to come out here and do this now. And I'm going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be the exact same way I was with Donald Trump. Whenever the Democratic Trump guy comes, I'll be like, yo, you can't do this shit. I don't care if it's if it's complete opposite of what Donald Trump. You can't do this shit. We're in the same fucking spot. Just different policy, same spot.
Yeah. Their Republicans are going to be on defense for a very long time. For a very long time.
And we're just too. If you're just thinking about it, we're just two ordinary people who care about, you know, I want to make sure I get paid. My car is good. I'm just trying to pay my bills. We're just and this is how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, Corey. I'm tired.
Quite an experience. 2020, I really came in thinking that 2020 was going to be the year of vision. I still think it is. Like, I still think it is. I think we need it. I don't think we need it to go through this, but I think this positions us to go forward for the next few years and seeing like, okay, this is literally ground zero. It does not get any lower or get any worse than this. I do think it was kind of necessary, but. Mm-hmm.
Was it me and you who talked right at the start of the year? And we were kind of talking about what our goals are. And we're just like, 2020 was supposed to be like a really big year for things I really wanted to do in terms of I was going to go. Like, to be honest with you, I want to go to Japan. I was like, look, I want to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Japan. Like, but then COVID just kind of ruined so many things, plus all the stuff that we had to think about. And it was just like, man.
So I literally had my birthday and then I took my first solo trip and then I was like, all right, I got a couple more. I'm thinking
of
making some big plans.
I remember you telling me about that. And I was like, I think I asked you, did you enjoy it? Because I think doing a lot of stuff that you would do with groups by yourself is actually really entertaining, like doing solo trips and things like that.
I loved it. I had like 3 more booked for the rest of the year.
Mm.
And Corona was like, no, girl.
Nine.
Put your wallet up. Put your pocketbook up.
Yep. See, don't worry. You saving money this year. Whether you like it or not, you saving money.
I don't
money.
Want to.
Nah, girl. We fiscally responsible around here.
I don't want to. I want to have fun. I want to do hood rap things with my friends.
All right. Well, Corey, thank you so much for hopping on.
Yeah.
real quick. Absolutely. Nice quick emergency pod. Monday, me and Corey are going to technically do, we're going to recap the debate in detail and talk about what the hell that debate was. And also we're going to add all the news that we've learned here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to kind of eventually technically have more time to think about what this debate meant, what the Trump news today or last night meant, and kind of put it all together as we walk down this road of the first, technically it's going to be 3 days. And I'm interested to see what move Biden takes now until we talk again on Monday.
What do you think his move is going to be? What do you predict?
I think he hits his first, his first meeting hard. Mm. But the only thing is, I wonder if he's still going to go to quarantine, even if his tests are negative, just to be safe. Because if he's out on the campaign trail, I'm telling you, he should be hitting those first few stops. Like, whatever energy he got, I want it all on the table. Like, look, this is what where's Donald Trump at right now? Because he didn't think your lives were worth it, huh? Telling you guys to drink bleach and all that stuff. Where is he at right now? In the White House, getting some of the best medical care possible because he didn't even want to listen to the experts who told him, look, sure, this thing can't kill you, but it's gonna mess you up. It's gonna mess you up. And I'm sitting like, mate, like you said before, this is his time to really put his foot on the table and seize the election by the throat.
Do you think he's gonna go, okay, do you think from prior to this news about COVID, do you think his move was to go harder in the next stop? Do you think his move was to kind of hit harder on refining the points? Do you think he goes after Trump more?
I think
the game plan.
I think he was going to refine his points. Look, mm-hmm. The debate was so bad, you couldn't avoid it.
Yeah.
You couldn't avoid it on both sides. Mind you, I feel like wherever he was at, even if Trump was with his people, because I think he had a stop in on Saturday in Florida, I think. Mm-hmm. And he was going to be like, look, man, they took my words out of context. The media tried to catch me wrong with the white supremacist comments. And people are going to be like, nah, bro, you said that.
Yeah.
You said that. And even the only people who would completely believe him in whatever stance he takes are like his hardcore fans, his cult-like followers. Everybody else could be like, look, bro, I'm still Republican, but you said that.
Yeah.
You said that, bro.
Yeah.
So
they have to pivot. They have to like draw their, they have to show their cards a little bit. I think you have to draw a line in the sand and say like, I'm not an extremist. I'm a Republican because I'm a Republican. I'm a purist. Like I believe in the values of being a Republican, not these literally, this has nothing to do with this political party. I think you have to start drawing that line. Cause it's almost like to say you're Republican now is like to say your mama's ugly. It's almost like, it's almost that like, oh, like, ooh, wow. Oh, you're a Republican. Wow. You know, it is, I feel like there has to be some damage control involved. Like there has to be a way to like rebrand what Republican means.
So there was a picture I saw on Facebook the other day when I was actually, I think I was posting this week's episode where it was like, not all Trump supporters are racist, but all Trump supporters said racism is not a breaking point for them. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, that hits. Like you just, yeah, like you're okay with it. You're not racist, but you're okay with it.
It's like, literally damn. The whole R. Kelly conversation. Genuinely, it's, oh, but he makes great music. Oh, but he also manipulates and
he's raped.
He's interested in young girls. And it's like, you like his music. Are you okay with who he is? Like, there's some things you just can't separate. And if you've been okay with supporting Trump, then that means you're okay with supporting his ideologies.
I mean, when you think about it, Trump's made fun of disabled veterans. He called John McCain a coward for getting captured in battle. Like,
how can you prevent that? I mean, like, I'm sure he didn't want to go. I'm sure he wasn't like a willing cap.
Yeah, it wasn't like I surrender, bro. Like they caught him.
Choose like, me. Like, yeah. I don't know, but it's definitely requiring some damage control after this.
He talked mess on John McCain's funeral day about John McCain, not even showing the proper respect for him. Also, man, you it's popping. It's popping for you, huh?
It is.
Aww. All right, we're gonna close this down. We're gonna close this down. Let you go do hood rat stuff with your friends.
Okay.
All right. So don't forget, guys, Monday we going live on Facebook. Me and Corey gonna break down the debate in detail. We actually thought about doing one earlier this week, but Corey got busy, I got busy. Also, I wanted to let the debate simmer a little bit, read some stuff, because I also kind of wanted to understand some of the points that were being made throughout all the yelling and Chris Wallace trying to rein it all in together. Also, listen to what some other experts are saying. Like, you know who Bakari Sellers is, right?
Face.
I'll send you. He did an instant reaction. Yeah, he did an instant reaction to the thing on his podcast, and it was very interesting. So, and also, he's also did an instant reaction to Trump getting the Rona. So, I want to listen to those two and kind of other people and kind of get it all together. So, Monday.
It's a podcast?
Yeah, it's a podcast, the Bakari Sellers podcast.
Never heard of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Send it my way.
Yeah, I'll send you the YouTube link when I get back.
Oh my God. Before you go, do you watch Big Brother?
No, but okay, I feel like you're going to. No, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I only watch one reality show at a time, and right now it's Love Island. I can't. I'm
On
sorry.
Purpose?
I had a friend of mine introduced me to the woman? British. Nah, I watched the British version. Class it up.
Even worse.
Who cares? It was introduced to me when I watched Hulu with a friend, and I was like, I hate it, but I'm here. Play the next episode. I hate it, but play the next episode. It's one. It's one reality show. I'm still knee deep in anime, even though all my favorite shows have officially their seasons are over. And then now I need to watch something else.
Ratchet, you need to watch Big Brother. You need to watch Lovecraft Country, and hopefully you watch P-Valley.
All right, send me those in a text. All right.
I have Margaret send them to you. I'm busy.
Thank you, Margaret. All right,
I'll let
we'll
her
talk.
Know you said thanks.
All right. All right, Corey, thank you so much for coming on a quick notice. First of all, your hair is looking good because you just got it done. She's looking all moisturized. Make sure she's set. She's about to go do hood rat stuff with her friends.
I
don't know. Your phone was blowing up. That's all I'm saying.
I got to go help my mom with her event. So
you can do stuff after that?
I can't. I'm going to be tired. I got homework to do.
Oh, that's right. She out here trying to get herself better. So
I am out here.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what a Friday. What a weird Friday.
It has been a weird Friday.
Oh, jeez. All right. You got anything else to say to the people? Where can the people find you?
Y'all can't.
I mean, to be fair, I barely find her and I have her phone number. So if I can barely find her, y'all can't for real.
y'all can't.
All right. If y'all, what do y'all think about Trump getting the coronavirus? Do you believe it's real? Do you believe it's a hoax? You already know where I'm squarely at right now. I believe it's a hoax. I believe it's a straight up hoax.
For the sake of argument, I want to say it's real. I just want some happy news. So I'm going to say it's real.
Okay. Don't forget, you can follow the podcast on Facebook and Twitter at YCMWT for both. You can call the podcast. You see the little scrolling ticker at the bottom? Call that phone number. You can leave a voicemail or send a text. Tell me what you guys think about this Trump news. This is the first emergency pod I have ever done. And of course, Corey Smith is the person I would do it with. Until I officially get my mama on the podcast on episode 100, I'm not going to call my mom to do these. And then eventually I'm like, hey, mama. What's going on? We got stuff to talk about.
Yes.
So also, I'm gonna tell you this now. In November, November 10th will be the second anniversary for my podcast. So I am trying right now to get every single person who's ever been on my podcast to make an appearance.
I'll let Margaret know that she'll be reaching out to her.
It's kind of an undertaking. I didn't realize all the different people I've had on my podcast to talk. So just like right now, I already have one person who said no, but just because her schedule in November and October is too crazy. So that's kind of, I feel kind of bad. But man, getting everybody else would be so interesting, because talking to you, talking to Josh Briscoe, the sports radio host, talking to obviously Reggie, talking to so many different people
about that I can argue things. With.
I think you and Josh would get along. I don't think you and Josh would get along. But
we wouldn't.
I don't think you guys would. But Josh also more of a go with the flow kind of guy. So I don't know if he'd give you the heat, like the heat that you need. Me and you technically could argue a lot. But
yeah, because you're in denial.
No, because you just I'm giving you another possibility. You just refuse to accept it.
Because there's we know the truth.
No, there's an alternate universe where Beyonce and John Legend got together.
Oh my God.
It just is one, and you gotta accept it.
There's no universe where that happens.
You keep lying to yourself.
There's not one. No one's going to the concert looking for John, okay? Maybe they like him, but they're going to be thoroughly irritated.
We're going to argue about this again. I am not saying that everybody's, that there's going to be a single song. First of all, it's not good to deal in absolutes, but I'm not saying John Legend is the marquee of the two. But if they did a concert, some people would be like, damn, that's cool that John Legend's going. If they were on the fence about going,
good for him.
Look, if they're on the fence about going, if they're on the fence about going, and they already look, and they'll be like, look, John Legend's going there too. You tell me you've never gone to a concert and you look at the underacts, the people come
on
before.
You're saying Beyonce's the underact?
No, I'm not saying that. Obviously, clearly, John Legend is the underact.
John Legend is not the deciding factor for somebody to be like, oh, it's Beyonce. What if it's expensive?
What if it's expensive?
John's not going to get me to go any much more.
That's you, Corey. You can't speak for everybody else.
The consensus of this country. Okay?
You are lying to yourself.
Who is picking John? Who is saying,
first of all,
did you hear about that Beyonce concert? Are you going?
No. First of all.
John Legend.
First of all.
Let me go get my ticket now.
First of all, okay? There are people out there who will take John Legend over Beyonce. They just are. That's what America is, okay? I don't agree with them.
That's what you can choose to believe. You're saying we can't agree on one thing as just straight
that's the,
up.
That's the
up
first
and down
thing.
Bible.
That is the first thing that me and you cannot agree on that we can think of off the top of our head. We haven't really talked about a lot of other things, okay? But
that tells me all I need to know.
You are being completely ignorant to the fact that you are here acting like John Legend doesn't bring anything to the concert.
He brings something. However, he's not the deciding factor for people. Go find me a John Legend stan, okay? Go find me the John Legend minus. Oh, speaking of John Legend, did you hear about them losing their child? That's so sad.
Yes, I got to pour it out. That's my dog. That couple should have everything right, everything good in the world happened to them. They're just good people.
I also heard Chrissy Teigen is involved in the Pizzagate kind of situations or something.
All right. Now I got to retract that statement until further notice.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want you out there like that.
Yeah, I want John Legend to be protected. I really enjoy his music.
He makes great music. I don't know if it's Beyonce level.
I'm not saying it's Beyonce level. You are out here thinking that I'm comparing John Legend to Beyonce. I have never done that. Beyonce is clearly the better performer of the two. But there's some people out there in the world who like John Legend more than Beyonce. You just can't accept it. Okay?
To a Beyonce concert? Enough to want to go to the Beyonce John Legend concert?
What if she's on tour with John Legend, right? And there's no stops really. The closest stop to you is really far away. Okay, so you want to make a trip out of it.
I was going to be. I'm probably going to go get snacks while John is running up the piano. I will love it.
That's disrespectful.
All four of the songs that I know of his, but
that's disrespectful.
I'm coming for Beyonce.
That's disrespectful to John Legend. You gonna leave when John Legend's on?
Yeah, because it'll be on John early, on? And I'm gonna need snacks.
No, first of all, John Legend, if she has a whole lineup, John Legend is the person that goes on right before Beyonce does. Don't disrespect him like that. Because first of all, unless Jay-Z's there, then Jay-Z will go on before. Unless Jay-Z's there, then Jay-Z will go on before. I don't know. Now we got to make a lineup. Okay, now we got to make a lineup, and I'm not ready for that.
And they better be under John Legend. I know that much.
If they get somebody on there, like, I don't know. So I don't know enough.
Wow.
Hold on. You about to say Solange better than John Legend? You about to say Solange better than John
Legend? You saying Solange? No.
Stop it. You about to say Solange better than John Legend?
You're not about to say Solange is going on before John Legend.
You about to say Solange get it. You want to know what?
In the chat.
Go ahead. Because you want to know what happened? Solange goes on before John Legend. Then Beyonce brings her back. That's the only reason Solange comes back to the concert. Because they do a duet together or something. Do not disrespect John Legend like that.
Wow.
Do not.
It'll be John and then Solo and then B. Okay.
Nah.
They don't even have a nickname for John Legend. It's just John Legend.
We're ending this podcast. He doesn't need a nickname. His name is John Legend. I'm done. This podcast is over.
Statement that was made.
I am very. We'll talk about this on air. We've wasted 6-7 minutes talking about this. I'm very stuck. Goodbye, everybody. Corey, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, people.